Yes, Prime Minister, we know you attended a very important roundtable this week, Wednesday. Very, very significant. FATF issues, financial inclusion or exclusion, serious matters, money laundering. You met with a group from the U.S. Congress. Maxine Waters was there. Very high-level meeting. Could you talk a bit about any of the outcomes, perhaps?
Well, the meeting was between representatives from the U.S. Congress, led by Chairwoman Maxine Waters, to discuss with CARICOM heads of government, heads of state, on the issue of de-risking and corresponding banking relationships. As you know, we have been challenged in the Caribbean over several years now, I believe since 2013, with regards to de-risking and the corresponding banking relationships. Many countries have lost corresponding banks. For example, in Montserrat now, they have no corresponding banking relationship because the last foreign bank which was present in Montserrat left. In some other jurisdictions, they have lost as many as 80% of their corresponding banking relationships. And one can appreciate the challenges in terms of international trade, in terms of international payments and transactions with the rest of the world, the challenge you have because you are transacting mainly in U.S. currency. And if you don't have the corresponding banking relationships, then you have a challenge. Then the imposition of so many restrictions and demands on our banks in the region. And because of our small size in terms of our transactions, there are many of our citizens who cannot open bank accounts in the Caribbean region because banks are de-risking customers in order to avoid themselves being de-risked. And so you have a number of Caribbean citizens, even businesses, which do not have banking relationships in the Caribbean. And how can one function in this period? You have issues with MoneyGram and Western Union, that they're saying they could send money from the United States to the Caribbean, but the Western Union entities in the Caribbean, residents in the Caribbean, and MoneyGram can't send monies back to the United States. So you have a lot of issues, and people have to understand that this is not a political issue. This is about our economic and financial survival, our ability to be able to transact with the rest of the world. And so it's important for us to work on this. And I'm very happy that Representative Maxine Waters came in, and one of the very important actions or decisions coming out of this consultation is that there's going to be a hearing in the Congress on this matter. And so she's going to bring in all of the banks in the United States, the bigger banks in the United States, and also representatives from the Caribbean community, CARICOM, to be part of the hearing so that this matter can be looked at in more details. And we are very confident, based on the commitment given by Representative Waters, that concrete actions, concrete decisions will come out of those hearings and so forth. So we're very grateful to her and members of the Congressional Black Caucus who were present. They're very grateful for them, for their commitment to advancing our issues. This is a real threat to our own economic and financial survival. And this is something we've been raising at every opportunity. So we have every opportunity we get in the international community to raise these issues, whether at the United Nations, whether at the World Bank, whether at the IMF. You know, we've been raising this. The other support and training in AML certification that will be provided to us in our region. You know, so it is a very constructive engagement and very sincere engagement, and words cannot express our thanks and gratitude to the delegation from the U.S. Congress.